Lotus FM on your Wednesday night, it is. And my name is Nicholas Pillay, and you're tuned into The Night Cafe. So in light of Mental Health Month and the community interviews that we started on The Night Cafe, tonight we speak to Rachel Best on her podcast entitled Sip the Tea. Now, this is the first of its kind series, which interviews South African teens on their real-life online experiences, from their exposure to porn, cyberbullying, online grooming, and more. So there's a total of 8 episodes, right? With the first having launched yesterday. So my God, guys, I listened to it. It is so informative. It just scrapes the iceberg of how deep this topic is going to go. And I promise you that 90% of the things that goes through our kids' minds, we know nothing about. And as a parent, as any concerned parent, right now, you need to listen to what Rachel has to say. So without further ado, let's give a warm Lotus FM welcome to Rachel Best. Good evening, Rachel.
Good evening, Nicholas, and thanks so much for having me.
Thank you so much for making the time to be here with us tonight. So firstly, research indicates that younger parents are more prone to leaving their child in front of a screen so that they are kept busy. Let's start by asking, what is on that screen that our children are exposed to?
You know, screens are such an integral part of our children's lives. I mean, from such a young age, us as parents, you know, we go to a restaurant and you plonk them down and you put a phone in front of them to keep them busy so that they don't, you know, that they don't make a noise. But the problem with that is there's two sides to that coin of being so integrally involved in the digital space at that age. So on the one hand, obviously screens provide access to an incredible educational environment. But on the other hand, we also have to acknowledge that the digital world is very vast and not all content is suitable for children. So there is a darker side when they might stumble across, as you said, explicit material. They may stumble across very harmful content. And unfortunately, you know, if you put your phone in front of your child, it's less likely that there's any sort of parental controls or anything that is installed on that mobile phone. You know, so we see more and more children being exposed to information or to content that's not really age appropriate through their parents' devices.
I see. Very, very interesting. And the next question, you created this podcast called Sip the Tea. Why create a podcast like that? Why Sip the Tea?
So Sip the Tea, it's quite a funny story. So that's teenage slang for everyone who don't know. It's teenage slang for sharing the latest gossip or sharing the truth, right? Uh-huh. So the motivation behind creating Sip the Tea is really to bridge that gap between parents and their children and their tweens and their teens. So we need to actually have the conversations on the right level that our children are having these conversations. So Sip the Tea, you know, brings authentic stories right from the children themselves and then sharing their real life experiences on an anonymous platform with everyone who wants to listen.
Okay, so whilst we're on that, what's the difference between teens and tweens for those who don't know?
So tweens is typically the 8 to 12 year olds, and then teenagers start from 13. And I've interviewed, I think the oldest one was around 17 that I've interviewed.
Okay, cool. Now, could you outline some examples of cyberbullying, just to give the parents out there an idea of how deep this actually goes?
Sure, Nicholas, this is something that's really close to my heart because cyberbullying is so pervasive, you know. Every single child that I've spoken to either had a story of themselves being cyberbullied or a story of a very close friend being cyberbullied. And it ranges, you know. A lot of them told me stories about how they bullied because of their physical appearance, you know. Either they're not tall enough or their feet are too big or they're a bit overweight. A lot of them had stories about being bullied because of their physical appearance. And then there's some really frightening stuff. There's another form of bullying where you know, someone would pretend to be their friend and get quite close to them, earn their trust, up to the point that they can ask them for pictures. And, you know, I have a story of a child who shared with me that someone manipulated her into sending me pictures of herself and then started bullying her in the sense that he threatened her to distribute these pictures. So it really is, it ranges so wide. And I mean, cyberbullies resort to other tactics as well. They create fake profiles that impersonate, you know, very innocent children at school. Mm-hmm. And they then use these fake profiles to publish, you know, fake information. Mm-hmm. So it's so wide that I think parents should really start thinking about cyberbullying in a completely different way than what we had when we grew up and we only had physical bullying.
Yeah.
Because cyberbullying really is, it's everywhere.
Okay, so teens and tweens alike, right, of today, the biggest problem or challenge parents face is that they want privacy. Their kids want privacy more than anything. And the moment some parents try to intervene in some way or another, their shields sort of go up. Now, this is a bit difficult, but how can a parent monitor their child's online content and lay down these sort of rules without infringing their child's privacy?
So, Nicholas, it's a very good question because, I mean, we see it as parents that we intervene and we try to dissolve the situation and try to make it better for the children. Our children see it as we interfering in their lives and we're actually making the situation so much worse. So children end up not wanting to talk to their parents because they fear being punished and they fear that, you know, we'll intervene in such a way that the situation will just get worse. So, you know, that's the reason why we have monitoring tools like FY Play It Safe that we created, where the founding statement of that is protect them but respect their privacy. So it's a monitoring mechanism that runs in the background of their phones and that monitors what they do online, but without parents having access to every single message, having access to every single social media profile, but being informed if there is something to worry about, mm-hmm. such as a situation where your child is being bullied online, or if he stumbles across content that is actually not age appropriate.
Okay, so you mean to say there's an actual app that parents can use that you have developed?
Yes, absolutely. It's called FYI Play It Safe. And it literally looks at the screen of the phone of the children and it monitors whatever they do on the screen of the phone. It extracts the text and it then sends parents alerts if it picks up any signs of monitors for cyberbullying, self-harm, suicidal ideation, depression, when children talk to potential strangers online, when they stumble across adult content. And by adult content, I mean things like pornography, sexting, or even drugs, where we believe that parents should know about and that can signal a dangerous situation if FYI Play It Safe will then pick up. So it's a monitoring mechanism that works in addition to something like a parental control that restricts your child from age inappropriate content.
Okay, so yeah, I'm actually glad that I'm talking to you here on a night show because a lot of children obviously gone to sleep, their parents are up listening. So this is an awesome tool for them to utilize. Now, your podcasts, what are we talking about? How can we listen to them?
So the podcast is available on the website. So it's www.fyiplayitsafe.com. And we have a whole Sip the Tea page where you can listen to the podcast right there. Or if you can't remember that.
Awesome stuff. And for those listeners that do have me on social media at Nicholas Play, I have posted, or rather I will be posting a link of the first podcast right now. So you can go ahead and have a listen to it and see what it all really is about. Now, Rachel, what are some key points that you have discovered whilst talking to these kids to create the podcast?
So let's start with the good. So through the Sip the Tea interviews, I have uncovered that our children have a desire to talk. They actually want to have open conversations about online risks. And they aren't just curious. They're deeply concerned about the dangers that they face. And they want us as parents and adults to understand these risks, but in a way that when they share their experiences, they will get guidance and support rather than judgment or punishment. What I've also heard, you know, we anticipated that, I'll get content of, you know, cyberbullying. I'll get stories about encountering any explicit images or age-restricted content, sexual pornography, online grooming. What I didn't anticipate, and that I must tell you I was shocked about the most, is the amount and the pure extent of violent and gore content that our children are exposed to every single day. I mean, if I listen to the stories of, what these children share, you know, the amount of gore is just, that is absolutely shocking.
I can imagine, and I'm pretty sure what you've heard, like some of it must have really traumatized you.
Absolutely. I mean, the one child told me he was 13 years old when I when this happened. He was 15 when I interviewed him. He said to me he was on Discord, and that's a gaming app for the parents that don't know, on a live link with one of his friends. And his friend on live link committed suicide in front of his eyes. He was sitting there watching his friend committing suicide. So it's that type of content that, I'm talking about. It's content that, you know, if I go onto, for example, YouTube, and one of the boys was telling me about, a series that he followed, and the series is called Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared. And I thought to go and have a look at it because he told me how horrific this was, and he saw this when he was about 9 years old. And in the beginning, if you look at it, it looks like cartoons. It would actually, you know, first 2 minutes, you would maybe give your phone to your child to, have a look at that. But then it turns so violent, you know, and the amount of gore in those kind of cartoon type of shows is just shocking. So it's those type of real stories that that you'll hear in the podcast itself.
Okay, wow, my God, like I can only imagine what you've heard in these podcasts. So obviously episode one is just a sort of descriptive episode, a tip of the iceberg. There are a few interviews included there, but as the episodes go on, it gets more and more in-depth. Now, a very, very important question and the final question for our interview, for those kids that are up and they are currently listening, reputation is everything for the generation of today. And no one wants to be seen as a sort of tattletale with the fear of being embarrassed in front of their peers. What advice do you have for any kid listening right now that is going through all of this but might be too afraid to reach out for help?
I want to say that, you know, I've spoken to a lot of children on Fitity, but I've also spoken to a lot of children in just talking at schools. And I want to assure you that you are not alone. Every single person, every single child has a story to tell. And whether that story is about something that they've seen that's really upset them, whether it's explicit images, whether it's videos, or whether they're being cyberbullied at the moment. Now, I want to say you're not alone. I want to assure you that reaching out to someone you trust will not expose you. They will help you by intervening and not interfering. And there's no shame in any of these situations. Your well-being is what matters most.
Awesome stuff. Thank you so much, Rachel. Is there anybody you'd like to give a shout out to or like to thank?
I want to thank, first of all, Amy McArthur, my interviewer on the podcast, Greg Cocavales from Branded Podcast, and then a big, big shout out to every single one of these children. They were so brave and they courageously just told their stories, unfiltered, uncensored. So big shout out to them.
Brilliant stuff. Thank you so much, Rachel Bess, for your time tonight. And hopefully we can touch base with you soon to see how far and how well you have been going with this project further.
Thanks so much. I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Ciao. Good night. Lotus FM. Yeah. Share the experience. Share.